Irish poet John O'Donohue at Marywood University with a piece from his collection, Echoes of Memory.
The first poem I'd like to read is a poem called Bannacht, and Bannacht is the Gaelic word for blessing. And there's another Gaelic word in the poem, which is the word Corach, and a Corach is a canvas boat that people use to fish from in the west of Ireland. So I'd like to read this blessing poem for our listeners and for absent friends. Bannacht. On the day when the weight deadens on your shoulders and you stumble, may the clay dance to balance you. And when your eyes freeze behind the grey window and the ghost of loss gets into you, may a flock of colours, indigo, red, green, and azure blue, come to awaken in you a meadow of delight. When the canvas frays in the curragh of thought, and a stain of ocean blackens beneath you, may there come across the waters a path of yellow moonlight to bring you safely home. May the nourishment of the earth be yours, may the clarity of light be yours, may the fluency of the ocean be yours, may the protection of the ancestors be yours. And so may a slow wind work these words of love around you, an invisible cloak to mind your life.
Poet and philosopher John O'Donohue reading his poem Bannacht from his collection Echoes of Memory in an interview at the Sorachi Art Gallery at Marywood University in Scranton as part of an arts and spirituality seminar in 2002. During that interview, O'Donohue spoke about the special hospitality of the IHM sisters and their beautiful, prayerful spirit. He drew our attention in this poem to the Gaelic word Corach, referring to a boat. The poem ends with these lines, "And so may a slow wind work these words of love around you, an invisible cloak to mind your life." And picking up on the image of the boat and the caring through blessing, O'Donohue went on to imagine in a poetic way the sisters who perhaps aren't able to get out and about any longer, but like artists working with paper, as in the origami tradition. It's as if they're creating little ships, he said, little boats of prayer to ferry nourishment out into the world, little crafts filled with petitions and words of love. One of the IHM sisters who welcomed John O'Donohue to campus for that arts conference was Sister Cor Immaculatum Heffernan, who served in the Department of Art at Marywood for nearly 30 years, teaching and serving as chair of the undergraduate and graduate art departments for 16 years. She is a celebrated sculptor whose commissioned work can be seen around the country with pieces exhibited internationally. Spirit of Light is a handsome coffee table-sized book, a retrospective of sorts featuring her sculpture, calligraphy, and mosaic works. Each year, the IHM Foundation celebrates the dedication and service of the sisters at Marywood with an event, and here we can think of the title of O'Donohue's collection of poems, Echoes of Memory. The day is titled Remembering Our Past, Celebrating Our Present, Planning Our Future. Sister Cor paid a visit to the WVIA studios to talk about the creative spirit and service of her fellow sisters and how that may have manifested in her own work.
One of the earliest pieces I did was a life-size bronze statue of Mother Teresa Maxis, who was our co-founder. And she never got back to Scranton, but loved the Scranton IHM sisters. And so I named the sculpture Teresa at Home. And so that is a beautiful statue.
And I always love it when you're at the table, Sister, because of the arts. And anyone who is aware of Marywood and its growth knows that sense of not just the practical and the theological, but also the creative has been very essential, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. Well, St. Alphonsus was a redemptorist, as you know, and he was a writer, a painter, a musician, a poet, a theologian, a lawyer. And so we were founded by co-founders, Mother Teresa Maxis and Father Louis Florent Gillet, who was a redemptorist priest. And so from our very beginning, the arts were very important. And what's going on Marywood's campus is really wonderful. If anyone goes to campus, you will notice many differences. Number one, as you walk in the front gate, there's the new building that's the Learning Commons. And in front of the Learning Commons is the footprint of the Mother House that burned to the ground in 1972. And it's a plaza that has a fountain in it and just memories that people have engraved in stone. And it's very beautiful. And inside, of course, is the beautiful new Learning Commons Center. And so that's one new thing. Something else they'll see is that the old library has been torn down and the ground is now being leveled and there's an amphitheater being built where classes can be taught, an outdoor amphitheater, where small music band recitals and music recitals, and that will have three life-size bronze figures of students sitting on the benches there. So that's another thing. But the third thing, and that's way up at the end of the campus where the IHM Center is, that whole area has been reclaimed environmentally so that even the roadwork and that will absorb the water and go down so that it's environmentally, it's been allowed to go back to nature. And it is a very, very beautiful, beautiful thing that's happening. It's still in process, but it's a beautiful place. And it's going to be a place for meditation and walks, and it's quiet there, but it's also full of birds and the music of birds and just nature. And it's really reclaiming nature in that part of the campus. And the lower part of the IHM Center is going to be dedicated. It is now going to be called Teresa Max's Conference Center. And so that different groups may come there and in the spirit of that service and serving, you know, different conferences can be held, retreats can be held there. And so that's another very beautiful thing. Right at the IHM Center at Marriott, it's at the very top of campus. And it's the place where all the administrative offices. And some of our retired sisters live there also. But you know, when you say the word retired, sisters really don't retire. I think we transition in our lives. They are really lives of service. And so even though we might have left a particular mission or ministry, there's always something to do to help others. And so it's beautiful to see the sisters who are at the IHM Center who are tutoring. Some of them are doing English as a second language. Others are working with the Friends of the Poor. Others work with Telespond and phone people to make sure that they're all right. They really engage in many, many different activities, and it's really very beautiful to see. And of course, it is all really held up and supported by their prayer lives and their lives together as community. And then our other retired sisters live at Our Lady of Peace residence, which is another very beautiful building that is on campus, right in front of the IHM Center. And as you walk in there, you see a sculpture of Mary, Woman of the Eucharist. Pope St. John Paul II called Mary the Woman of the Eucharist because she was the first to be a tabernacle. When she carried Jesus, she was the first missionary when she went to Elizabeth and visited her cousin. And she, of course, is one of our dearest patrons. And so that's there. And those sisters are prayer warriors. They actually spend their lives really praying and also serving one another. Those sisters who are able to do work or read maybe to someone who's sick or play music for them, or read letters, or write letters for them. Any of those things those sisters do. And they themselves are very specially united to the people through prayer. And in that particular building, there's a book that people can sign up and have the sisters pray for special intentions. And they really take that very, very seriously. So if you ever need something as far as prayer goes, the greatest prayer warriors are our retired sisters. And many times, rather than doing, being is much more important. And they're being prayerful, and they're being kind, and they're being helpful are much more important than doing a lot of other things. And it's been beautiful. I often look at the sisters and think of the many, many places that they've served, as far as Idaho and Oregon and down North Carolina, and now, of course, in Mexico and Guatemala and Peru, where our sisters are, and working with the African Sisters Consortium, where we've been teaching African sisters in 9 different countries, so much by internet. But also, I think just yesterday, some of our sisters left to go to, I believe it's Kenya, to work with the sisters there. And so there have been thousands of sisters from different communities in those different countries that have been served by our sisters. And then, of course, they're backed up by the prayers of the sisters who are retired, or that we say are retired. And of course, down in Mid Valley, you know, all the way in, and also down as far as Hazleton and Nanticoke and all of those places, Ashley, where we have had missions. And it's beautiful the way sisters will frequently hear from someone that they taught years and years ago. It's interesting that people will look up to see if the sister is still alive. And then they will recount how she touched them when they were in grade school or high school or in the hospital or at CCD or any of the ministries in which they were involved. And I think sometimes you don't know how you've touched other people, but it's very beautiful to learn. And a way that I have found beautiful to learn is when a sister is waked. There is a period during the prayer service when people are asked, would you like to share something about Sister So-and-so? And many, many times, what they say about her is something that you never knew. And you have learned something totally new about a person who might have been very quiet, at least as far as I might be concerned. But the way she has touched other people throughout her life is just amazing. So coming to Marywood's campus, and if they come to campus on August 5th, which is our wonderful, joyful celebration that we have for our retired sisters, you will be able to see many, many activities going on and many beautiful changes that are on campus. The IHM Foundation Board has been wonderful in gathering people and doing things for the sisters. For special feast days, they will go to both the IHM Center and Our Lady of Peace and have parties for them or gatherings or movies or cookouts. And it has been wonderful. But it's the people themselves from the area, especially this particular area, where so many have been touched by sisters and remember them. And it's very, very beautiful to see them coming. And we're expecting great things this weekend, really. And of course, it ends with St. Joseph's Center, which is on Marywood's campus. And that, again, is so beautifully supported by the community as the Friends of the Poor. But it's so beautiful to see that the sisters who began so many of these things are supported so lovingly.
Is there entertainment? What kinds of things?
Yes, the whole day of celebration really comes to a climax with the evening activities. And Saturday, August 5th, it's going to begin at 6 p.m. with cocktails, followed by a dinner reception, and there will be a program. And it's going to be just a delightful, it's a fun time. And it's going to be in Nazareth Hall on the campus of Marywood University. And it's not too late to reserve a place. It's just fine. So it's going to be a wonderful time. Anyone that's listening can be part of the fun and also part of the gratitude. Each year we give a Sisters of IHM Spirit Award. And this year's award recipient is Pia Ferrario. And she, of course, was from the area. And throughout her entire life, she has been involved in service wherever she has been, service to the community, service to others. So she and her family have really been wonderful, wonderful exemplars of the IHM Spirit. So she is going to be awarded the IHM Spirit Award for this year. And so it's going to be a happy time.
Are there either students or faculty or other fellow sisters who have done portraits of other sisters? Do we go around the canvas and can we see portraits of these wonderful women?
Oh, yes. And if you walk into the IHM Center down the main hall, there's the history of the congregation, both pictorially and in the written word. But it's beautiful to see the early beginnings, but also what we have done through the centuries since 1845 when we were founded. And that is just a real eye-opener. There is a spirit that the IHM sisters have, and it was what drew me years ago to them. It's the spirit of joy, the spirit of service, and the spirit of great hope. And so today, in this day and age, with all that is going on, to have hope and to have joy and be able to face whatever comes with those qualities, it just is a beautiful gift. And so please come.
Sister Cor Immaculatum Heffernan, IHM sculptor, who served in the Department of Art at Marywood University in Scranton for nearly 30 years, teaching and serving as chair of the undergraduate and graduate art departments for 16 years. And as we say, she is a sculptor. Her pieces have been seen around the world. She has pieces all around the country, often larger than life size. And she has a studio that she maintains in New York where she prepares for these commissions. Spirit of Light is a handsome coffee table-sized book that is a retrospective of her work, and it features her sculpture, calligraphy, and mosaic works as well. And she spoke with us here in anticipation of a celebration for the sisters, her fellow sisters, the IHM sisters, Sisters Servants of the Immaculate Heart of Mary at Marywood. And that event is this Saturday, and she invited us to attend. It gets underway at 6 o'clock, and for more information, you may check the IHM Sisters on Facebook. The details will be there. It's Saturday, August 5th at 6 o'clock, Nazareth Hall on the campus of Marywood University in Scranton, and it's a celebration of the Sisters of IHM that takes place every year. For more information, too, you may call area code 570-346-5431, area code 570-346-5431.